By the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. The Holy. Get my point. The Holy. I like that cotton candy. That Holy. Anne's looking at me like, don't be touching my dude. The Holy Spirit is in you. Thank you, my brother. Amen. That is nice. Amen. The Holy. Think about it. Duh. The Holy Spirit. That's all you needed to be holy was the Holy Spirit. Man, help me, Jesus. I have become the kind of Christian my grandmother used to warn me about. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. You get it? The Holy Spirit is in you. If anybody happens to ask you what you heard tonight, you just tell them, the Holy Spirit is in me. I want you to feed on that tonight, okay? That's your homework assignment. Just ask the Holy Spirit to give you more revelation of just who He is in you, to you, with you, through you, for you, and once in a great short while, in spite of you. The Holy Spirit. Thank you, Opal. Hey, it's the Holy Spirit. Man, just soak on that simple little truth. It's the Spirit of holiness. He can't be unholy. And He likes wrestling with you. He likes toying with you. He likes messing with you. The Holy Spirit gets up in your face, doesn't He? He even tells jokes to you sometimes. You just don't know it.
You made it funny.
The Holy Spirit. And then His tenderness will just get on you. Just unexpected, undeserved, unearned, even unprepared for. You can just, it happened to me again today. I get into my office, turn on the computer, start pulling up some scriptures, and wow! The Holy Spirit just starts messing with me. Oh, just tangibly messing with me. Toying with me, playing with me. Recreating with me. Fellowshipping with me. Getting personal with me in a holy, magnificent way. And next thing I know, I'm just crashed over on my desk.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
How much could you pay for that kind of therapy? And then it can't help but just kind of flow over when you go out amongst the people. You just take it. You think you're taking it with you? No, He's taking you with Him. Amen. You don't take the Holy Spirit anywhere. He's taking you from place to place. From place to place. And where did that humor come from? Where did the urge and the compulsion and the compunction to have joy, have fun? Where did the purpose of having fun come from? Now that you're born again. The joy of the Lord is a fruit. Peace is a fruit. Love is a fruit. Faith is a fruit. Grace is a fruit. Patience is a fruit. Compassion is a fruit. This is a fruit salad. Have some fruit. Have a fruit fight. Whew, man, and it don't make you... It knocks the starch off of you. Now, you don't have to act like me, but I didn't used to act like me either. The fruit of the Spirit loves to stir you up and mess you over and just set you free so that people can tell you ain't the same old geezer you used to be. You're not all uptight. You've been loosed and released. Can I remind you, as we get ready to wrap this part up, can I remind you where and what the first recorded miracle of Jesus was? He went to a wedding supper. Was partying with the partiers. They ran out of wine. Jesus' mother put a plug in for his help. Woman, what have I to do with thee? In other words, you're causing me to have to change my focus. But then he said to the servants, go bring some big jugs of water. Firkins, they're called. I'm thirsty. Go get me a firkin of water. That sounds a little ornery, doesn't it? I'm thirsty for a firkin of water. Yeah, that's what they were called, firkins. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, so they bring big jugs of water that hold multiple gallons. And Jesus said, okay, now pour it out. And what did the water become? Wine. And it became the best wine in all the celebration. Now, you know what religion used to do to me when I tell that story? I was convinced that because it was fresh wine, that it was newly, that it had not had time to ferment, and then it was just grape juice. And I've preached that to these church congregations. It was just juice. One day as I was teaching that story, the Holy Spirit butts in on me and says, hey, where do you find chapter and verse that says it wasn't fermented? I said, well, I don't have chapter and verse. He said, so when did I tell you to tell them that it was only juice and not real wine? I said, well, that's what I'm presuming. He said, yeah, you're presuming. He said, but what did the host, what did the man say to the host? That of all of the wine we have had here, it's the best. Jesus said, then, or the Holy Spirit then said to me, prove that it wasn't fermented. Yes, you are. Prove that it was not fully developed wine. And I admitted I couldn't prove it. Then he said, wasn't Jesus called a wine bibber? And then the Lord reminded me, it's drunkenness that God has spoken against repeatedly. But that ain't the only thing He's spoken against repeatedly. And then Jesus reminded me that even as Apostle Paul said to Timothy, take a little wine for your stomach's sake. Now, am I promoting wine use? That's not my principle. What I'm promoting is Jesus had more freedom around people than religion wanted Him to have. And Jesus has already put new wine in you. That's one of the pictures and names of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your new wine. He is your new wine. The Holy Spirit. And then I think one more recollection.